Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, this morning to 1 Samuel, the second chapter, and let's continue in a subject that we have been on for some weeks now, talking about the honor of God. And we have talked for some weeks about what honor is. Put very simply, honor is value or worth. The word honor literally means heavy or weighty. And in olden times, they didn't have paper currency. They had metal, gold, and silver. And if you went to buy something, if it was expensive, if it was cheap, I should say, you put just a little bit of metal on the balance scales to say this is how much it costs, so you weigh the metal. If it's really nice and really expensive, it took a lot of metal. You had to put a lot of silver, a lot of gold on that plate to balance out what it was worth. It was heavy. A heavy price was paid. We use all that terminology still today, don't we? Paying a heavy price. If you're talking about something, is that a good item? Yeah, it's a good heavy item. Is that good? No, it's a little light, cheap thing. Light. Well, concerning the things of God, you and I are to honor Him and His people and all His things. How many believe? Amen. And in honoring that, that means you value Him. You're here this morning because you see a value in going to church. A lot of people are not here this morning that could be here or should be here and in other churches. Why aren't they here? Somebody says, well, they overslept. Well, they just had so much to do. Well, they just, you know, have been so busy and they just wanted to spend some time, you know, with the family, or they just wanted to go on a picnic, or they wanted to go fishing or whatever it is. And nothing wrong with fishing. Nothing wrong with spending time with the family. That's all great and good. But if God's not first in your life, then you got a problem. And you're putting other things first, and that's idolatry. And it can only lead to big, big problems in your life. And if you don't give God your best, then you're not going to have His best. And you're not going to have His perfect will in your life. And you're going to have a lot of stuff happen that shouldn't have happened. A lot of destruction. A lot of the devil stealing and killing and causing you problems that you shouldn't have gone through. How many know it's like this? If you get on the wrong road, you go through places you wouldn't have gone through. If you'd have been on the right road, you'd have been at the right places. You'd have gone through the right towns and been through saw the right scenery. Well, if you get off on the wrong road and there's a tree in the road, there's a pothole and you hit it and you break a shock and blow out a tire and then there's some hooligans there and they come rob you. Well, none of that would have happened if you'd have been on the right road. Do you see what I'm talking about? And so people, so many times, all these terrible things are happening in their life and going, God, God, why are you doing this to me? He's not doing it to them. He's allowing it to happen. It's not His will. If they'd have been on the right road doing His will, they'd have never gone through a lot of those things. Can you see that? It's amazing. It actually irritates me that people blame God for all the problems and troubles in their life. Listen to this phrase now. To say that everything that has happened in my life, I'm talking about your life, anybody's life, so for a person to stand up and say, well, everything that's happened in my life has been the will of perfect will of God, is the same thing as saying, I've never done anything in my life except the perfect will of God. Do you understand that? No, people have stuff happen in their life that's not the will of God because they do stuff that's not the will of God. And if you want God's highest and best and perfect will for your life, what do you have to do? Commit to give Him your all and to find and do the perfect will of God for your life. Amen? That's not in my notes, but it's true. 1 Samuel, 2nd chapter. Are you headed that way at least? This is our text that we've looked at for some weeks. I want us to continue with it. 1 Samuel 2:30. The latter part of it says this. God is speaking through a man here, but it's God. God said through the man, "For them that honor me, I will honor. They that despise me shall be lightly esteemed." Everybody say it out loud with me. Read it together. Them that honor me, I will honor. Let's say it one more time. Them that honor me, I will honor. Who said that? Could you count on that? If you honor him, what happens next? Would that be a good thing? Oh my. I just got excited about the next thing I'm going to teach you about. Not today, I don't think, but. Because we talked for some weeks about how to honor God. That's the first part. No need in us camping on him honoring us first. Let's talk about us honoring him, because that's what comes first. That's right. Amen. How do you honor God? And we went into a lot of detail, but we talked about that you honor God, of course, by honoring him personally, honoring his word, honoring his spirit, honoring the blood, and honoring his people. Showing honor to his people and his things. And we said you do that by how you refer to them. You can tell people's degree or lack of honor by how they refer to things and people. You don't refer to this book as that thing. That old book. That shows you don't value it. No, this is the holy, wonderful Word of God. You don't refer to your husband as that old grouch. Are just Bob. No, that's your man of God. That's your husband, your love, the head of your house. You don't refer to your wife as, "That's just my old lady." Boy, she's a pill. Ooh. Well, if you believed in the words of your mouth, even if she had been acting like that, you ought not say that. Call those things that be not as though they were. Even if she's been acting up or he's been acting up, say, "I call her wonderful." Amen. I call him strong. Even if he's act like weak-willed and vacillating and immature, don't say, "You know, you're a joke. You're pitiful." Words like that can really hurt people. They may, you know, stomp their foot and say something, even cuss or whatever, and act like, you know, they didn't mean, but then they'll go off and it hurts them. It got through to them. And, you know, ladies, you know, as a man, let me tell you this, your men, you know, they may try to act tough, but your words can really get to them, you know. And if you act like and say things to the point that you don't believe in them, it really can have an impact on them and hurt them. So you need to believe in your man. A lot of times, you know, a man's counting on that. Well, a woman too, but I'm a man, so I'm talking from a man's perspective. Maybe they feel like that people on the job don't believe in them or that friends have let them down, but they like to feel like they can come home and there's somebody that believes in them. Amen? Amen. And it'll stand with them. And let me tell you a little secret here, ladies. If you act like you're ready to go along with your man, even if you think he's making a mistake, you'll find it'll cause him to be open to listening to you.
Amen.
Now that's a whole nother message. Did you understand what I just said?
Yes, sir.
Even if you think he's wrong, you think he's about to make a mistake and go the wrong direction, if you say, "Well, honey, I don't know about that, but hey, I'm with you. That's what you decide. I'm ready to back you and help you." A lot of times he'll say, "Okay, great." Then he'll come back around the corner maybe later and say, "Well, what do you think about it?" Did you hear me? Don't let me get into that. That's another subject there. Them that honor me, I will honor. That's really not a diversion from the topic, is it? It's showing honor. And if you say, well, they just don't honor me, what's the first thing you should check? Do you honor them? Because you're reaping what you're sowing. Well, nobody shows me any respect. Are you sowing respect? Are you sowing honor? Because it's just a fact that you reap what you sow. Now, we went into detail, like I said, about how you refer to people and things, preferring people and things, deferring to people and things, and conferring gifts and things. I won't go through all that because we've already taught on that. But now we've gotten into, if you honor God through all these things, He's going to honor you. And we talked and shouted about the truth that God honors us by choosing us. Are you still happy about that?
Yes.
Oh, He chose us. Out of all the people that have ever lived or ever will live, before we were ever conceived, before we ever drew a breath, He knew us.
Amen.
I said He knew it. He knows the end from the beginning. He knew us before we were ever conceived, and He knew we would say yes to Him. He knew the kind of person we would be, even in spite of our mistakes and failures, that we would come to Him and want Him and love Him, and He chose us to be a part of His eternal family. He chose us to invest into. This is faith school. We're being trained. This life is not the whole. This is barely the beginning. The end of this life is barely the beginning. We're being trained to rule and to reign with Him in His kingdom throughout eternity. Being trained. Amen. Taught and trained to be kings and priests unto our God forever. A place higher than angels. Everybody say, He chose me.
He chose me.
Say it again. He chose me.
He chose me.
Chosen of God. Oh my, what a thought. But we began talking about last week another way that God honors us. He honors us by using us. By using us. God honors us by choosing us. We're thankful for that. He chose us to be born again. He chose us to rule and reign with Him. He chose us to have a part in His eternal kingdom. But He also chooses from among us individuals to do specific jobs. And He has placed in the body of Christ everyone, every member, as it has pleased Him, the Scripture said.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thank you.